A New York scientist has stumbled on something strange in the city. It turns out that trees raised there grow faster than those raised in the country. The discovery was unexpected, but researchers say there's still no reason to start planting crops on median strips. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
Jillian Gregg was a graduate student of plant physiology and ecology at Cornell University with a project that would take years to do. She had to figure out how different kinds of air pollution affect the way trees grow.
What I did is I said, you know, it's going to be a long time before we ever get there, and I want to know the end result. So why not go to the site that it can find the highest concentration of the most pollutants and measure the actual net growth response?
What could be worse for a tree than New York City, awash in sulfur dioxide, volatile organic compounds, nitrogen oxides, not to mention the dogs? Gregg raised cottonwood seedlings in New York City and planted cloned copies in rural areas outside the city. They all received the same amount of water and light, and at the end of each growing season, Gregg got the same surprise.
They always grew double in New York City. So they would be 6 to 8 inches at the beginning of the season, and by the end of the season, they would be up to my waist in the country and almost up to my head in the city. So it's very dramatic.
She wondered if the answer lay in the soil, so she grew trees in the country with city soil and vice versa. That made no difference. Perhaps it was the city's warmer air or the extra nitrogen in the city air, which growing plants like. More experiments, same results. Gregg and colleagues at New York's Institute of Ecosystem Studies finally got their answer in the country. It was ozone pollution.
We found that if you looked at the cumulative ozone exposures, they were significantly higher in rural environments.
Ozone is a form of oxygen created when certain kinds of air pollution interact with sunlight. It's part of smog. Cities have plenty of ozone, but urban ozone doesn't have staying power. Chemical reactions in dirty city air clean the ozone out fairly quickly. Country ozone lingers, and it stunts the growth of trees. The research is published in this week's issue of the journal Nature. The authors and other scientists point out that this does not mean that trees do well in dirty air. Joe Sullivan is a plant ecologist at the University of Maryland.
That's the point that I wouldn't want to come across, that the city is a great place for trees and we don't need to worry about pollution, because what that really showed is that the pollution can move far away from the city and still cause damage.
The researchers say they suspect that city trees are also suffering ill effects of city pollution. That requires more study. In the meantime, it appears that at least for New York trees, moving to the country isn't necessarily better. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.